Zok the Elgamishna Vaitrim Sechtas Bikurim Perik Gimel Mishna Gimel. Hakroivim, those that were near Yerushalayim Nevim, they would bring as Bikurim from their Te'enim, from their figs, Wanovim, and their grapes that were fresh and moist. But Chaykim, those that were far from Yerushalayim Nevim, they would bring Gregoris, dried figs, Vitzimukim, and dried grapes, raisin like grapes, because those can last a lot longer. If they bring fresh fruit, it won't last as long. So what's called near, what's called far? Well, near is called you can bring fresh fruit and it'll still be fresh by the time you get to Yerushalayim. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, v'hashar hoylech lifneihem. The axe would go ahead of them. The axe? Which axe? Whose axe? Well, when the people who brought the Bikurim came up to Yerushalayim, they would adorn an axe that would walk ahead of them. And afterwards there would be makrovit as a carbon shlom explains about Tanur. The karnav, its horns, mitzupe zav, was covered with gold. The horns of the axe were covered with gold as a covered for the mitzvah. Who paid for it? Those that brought the Bikurim. After they were makrov the shar, the gold was used, lebedek abayis, for general purpose in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. The Rishayim bring, if for whatever reason the Yachid was traveling alone, not with the whole group to Yerushalayim with his Bikurim, it was enough for him to bring a goat whose horns were covered with silver. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the atara shel zayis b'roishai. There was like a crown of olive branches on its head. Hechalil the flute, maka lefneihem would play in front of them, ad shemegiim karav liyishalayim, until they came close to Yerushalayim. Incidentally, we'll talk some more about the flute. Why olive branch? Why a crown of olive branch on the head of the shar? So the Batanura says, if you look at the Pasuk that describes the Shiva Samina, so the Lashon of the Pasuk is Eretz Chita Sa'ir V'Gefen U'Te'ena V'Rimayin, and then it says Eretz Zayis Shemen Advash. So the Zayis is closest to the word Eretz. That's what gives it a certain Chashivas. Also was from the most beautiful trees, the Zayis tree and its leaves. So again, a Cholol Makal if name, like we said before, the flute plays in front of them. Until they came near Yerushalayim. Now everyone knew that the people are coming with the Bikurim. It was a very exciting time. Shalchul Ufneim, they sent messengers ahead of them to let the people of Yerushalayim know they're coming. The Itru es Bikurim. And then they would decorate their baskets of Bikurim. What do they decorate them with? So the Batanur explains. Those that were bringing dry fruits, like the dry figs or raisins because they came from far, at this point, they would get some fresh ones, and they put them around the rim of the basket. Those that were anyway bringing fresh fruits, because they were close to Yerushalayim, so they picked the nicest ones, and they put them on top. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, ha-pachos, ha-segonim. Pachos and segonim were different positions, honorable positions. Pachos were honorable positions amongst the kayhanim. Zok the Batanura, segonim were honorable positions amongst the Levim, chash of the people. So when they heard, the Anshi Yerushalayim heard that the people bringing the Bikurim are coming, these chash of the people, as well as Vahagizbarim, the treasurers that were in charge of Nichsei Hegdish, Yoitzim Lekrosim, they came out toward them to be mechabed them. Now the Mishnah tells us an interesting thing. Lefi chvoid hanichnosim hoyoyotzim. According to the amount of people that there were in this group bringing the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, that's how many chashuva people came out to greet them. If a lot of people came, many more people came out to greet them. Fewer people came, less people came out to greet them. Interesting thing of the Shnei Tzeliyo. He says maybe Pshat in the Mishnah is like this. If Bekavadika people came to bring Bikurim, so honorable people came out to greet them. And if less Bekavadika people came, so less than honorable people. I mean, people that weren't so chashuv came out to greet them. So the Shnei Tzeliyo says, no, that's not Pshat of the Mishnah. It can't be. Because someone that's coming to perform a mitzvah is as choshev as can be. Someone that's coming to do a mitzvah, you have to be mechabed, and with the greatest kavod, there's no such a thing. Oh, he's not so choshev. What do you mean he's not so choshev? He's doing a mitzvah now. He's bringing Bikurim. He's the most choshev person in the world. It doesn't make a difference who he is. So it can't be Pshat that according to the kavod of the people that were bringing it, more bekavadik people came out. These people that were doing a mitzvah, this is the ultimate kavod. Elamai, what's pshat in the Mishnah? It means numbers. More people came to bring Bikurim, more chashuva people came out. Less people brought the Bikurim, so less chashiv of people came out. But as far as who's chashiv and who's not chashiv, anyone doing a mitzvah is as chashiv as can be. Vayter zok the Mishnah, kol bali umniyos shebi Yerushalayim, all the craftsmen of Yerushalayim, oim dem lefneyet, they stood up for them. Are you in the middle of working? Are you working for yourself? Are you working for others? What right do you have to stop doing your work to be mechaber to them? B'derech klal, people in the middle of working don't even have to get up for a Talmud Chacham. There's bitul malacha, especially if you're working for someone else. It's not even your time. Still, we say, for those who brought the Bikurim, they had to stop. And that's because of the inyan of chaviva mitzvah b'shata. A mitzvah in its special time, when it comes time for that mitzvah, is very beloved to us. And you have to stand up in front of someone who's performing a mitzvah during a special time, even if there's loss of money. Some say there was a special emphasis over here that they should be encouraged to bring the Bikurim in the future. Some say if they would have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, it would be constant, so they wouldn't be able to get their work done. But here, it happens during special times, so here we allow it. Either way, Zokta Mishnah v'shoyel and b'shloima, they inquire of them, l'smachsta, how are you doing? They would say, Achenu, our brothers, Anshiyam, Akimploni, from so-and-so, Basim, l'shalayim, have you arrived in peace? Is everything okay? Did you have any trouble on your way, says the Taisus Anshei Shab. Besides the fact you have to greet someone when he comes, b'yachem l'shalom. You greet anyone that comes. But the Anshei Yerushalayim took a particular interest in those that brought the Bikurim. They asked them, did you have any trouble along the way? And this special interest is also to show the chavivis for a mitzvah in its proper time.